This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we continue our series on relationship pairings with the Enneagram Type 2 and Type 7. Now, if you're looking for Type 2 and 1, that has already happened in the Type 1 series. So just a note, if you're listening to the entire series, each type will get shorter as we go forward because that pairing will already be covered in a previous pairing. But I will also cover type 2 and 2 at the end of the 2 section. Now, whenever I answer these relationship pairing questions, I like to do it in 3 points: conflict styles, things you may be unknowingly doing, and then how to influence each other. So let's dive in. So for type 2 is a positive outlook type. They are quick to deny problems, stress, and conflict. They tend to respond to difficulty by putting a positive spin on negative experiences to cover painful emotions. Now, the type 2 specifically likes to emphasize a positive self-image, emphasize positive experiences, put an emphasis on the good qualities of others, repress negative thoughts and feelings, and be over-focused on the needs of others. Their triggers are being taken for granted, not being heard, another person being treated in a harmful manner, and being excluded. In conflict, it's helpful for type 2s to ask themselves, why is appreciation so important to me here? If they're feeling unappreciated, that is a really good place to start. Now, Type 7 is also in the positive outlook group. So they are also quick to deny problems, stress, and conflict, reframing the negative into a positive. They may emphasize positive experiences, focus on enjoyment and excitement, avoid internal pain, and emphasize their own needs. Now, the triggers here for 7 are being confined or restricted, expected to do boring tasks, dismissed or not taken seriously, and unjust criticism. Now, sevens can ask themselves, what discomfort am I trying to avoid by escaping my commitments? Now, in general, the 2 and the 7 combo at its best is 2 positive, outgoing, warm people who are generous with their affection and their hospitality. Now, however, there are a few differences at the core that could arise creating conflict. So be cautious of unknowingly. For type 2s, be conscious of unknowingly trying to change your 7 or even committing to your 7 prematurely. 7s are not quick to commit. They are capable of committing. They're very good at commitment when they have decided to commit to someone. But limiting their options, commitment, that's not something that sevens do quickly. Typically, it's kind of a much slower process. Twos tend to make that decision very quick. They tend to push for intense intimacy at the top. And sevens can kind of give a level of presence and connection and energy and joy that can resemble the energy of someone who is committed to you without feeling that they're doing a commitment. Does that make sense? Like, so if twos are pushing for intimacy and the 7 is matching you in a positive and enthusiastic way, it could feel like they're saying, I am also here and on the same page as you. But at the core, it's really important to remember that 2s are much more relational than 7s. 7s are kind of like this, we call it like solo traveler through the universe, like popping in and out of people's lives. And it's a very rare being who a 7 kind of commits to for life. And so, like, I think there's like a false narrative that 7s are not able to commit. I don't think that's true, but I do think they're going to be much more slow and thoughtful about that commitment. What they might not be slow and thoughtful about is their enthusiasm up top, like in the front. And I can say this because I did this when I was dating. I was like so excited to meet everybody and so present. And it gave a false impression that we were having the same experience, that I was as committed to the relationship as they were, even if I was just having a fun time on the date. So that being said, twos, keep that in mind. Pull yourself back, slow it down. Look for their actions, not just their enthusiasm. You know, are their words matching their level of commitment in behavior? So that way you're not accidentally over-committing, over-giving to a relationship that maybe they're not in their mind even in yet. So be mindful of that. Twos, slow down. Sevens, you can also slow down. Slow down your, like, it feels good to make people happy. And we like to be happy. We like to feel good. We like to make other people feel good. Slow it down. Be more conscious. Really make sure you say what you mean. Today's podcast is brought to you by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you are among them, know that you are not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. Join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth just doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EGRAM. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and make sure to let them know that we sent you by using the promo code EGRAM. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code EGRAM. Thank you, Nutrafol, for supporting the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Two, the next one here, be cautious of unknowingly. For twos here, be cautious of unknowingly pushing for more from your seven. So if you feel like you aren't getting enough, oftentimes twos will use tactics to increase intimacy. Instead of communicating and asking, are we on the same page here? You may kind of hover or overgive or put some pressure on that dynamic, where sevens, they're not going to respond really well to tactics, right? Communicate clearly and be okay with the answer, because you don't want people in your life who aren't committed to you if you're ready for a commitment, right? Have those conversations openly and honestly. Don't try to don't push their boundaries because you're afraid they're going to run away. If they're going to run away, let them go. If they're going to stay, they're going to stay. And choose. Figuring out how to be in your own energy and let them be autonomous and make their choice. You don't have to use tactics to get them to stay, because you are not someone who has to do that. You are worthy of love from someone who is as enthusiastically present with you as you are with them. Okay, sevens, Be conscious of engaging as though you are the main character in this relationship. Okay. So sevens can easily kind of take on the role of like, they know what they want. They know where they're going. They know what they need. They know how to take care of themselves. So they can kind of accidentally take on the role of main character in their relationship if the other person is more compliant. And you need to be conscious of that, because the two is often very quick to come in, play supporting role, play supporting character, but eventually that's going to get old. You know, the twos also have a life force that needs to be heard and seen and valued, and that needs to find its balance. And that requires the seven to kind of be conscious of, whoa, am I playing main character here? Or am I honoring the fact that my partner is also the main character of their life? And then also sevens here, be conscious of overpromising too early, kind of what we talked about for the two at the top. Like, don't go in and say, 6 months from now, let's go to this concert, because you're just excited to think about the fun that that would be. Even if you don't feel like you have to honor that commitment, because the two is going to take that statement very seriously. You might just be spouting off like fun ideas. They might be saying, whoa, this person sees themselves with me in 6 months from now. And when you feel that the two is pushing in on your boundaries, wanting too much from you, question, you know, are you feeling a fear of commitment? Are you feeling a fear of limitation? Can you move through that fear of intimacy, that fear of commitment, and make a conscious decision of how you'd like to proceed instead of kind of fleeing? Decide, you know, kind of consciously decide if that is a relationship that you want to continue or if you are just afraid and running away. And then influencing each other. So this is a really cool combination in terms of like how you can influence one another. I think this is a really good one for growth. So for twos, sevens can really help you to prioritize your needs. Put yourself first. Put your own life vest on, right? Before you put the life vest on someone else, like taking care of yourself. Sevens are really good at that, and they're going to really help you to do that too. And then similarly, sevens are amazing at self-care and independence and kind of doing fun, adventurous things without having to wait on someone else to do them. Let them inspire you to do the same, to take care of yourself, to take yourself out on fun adventures and dates and experiences, and not waiting for someone to do that for you, but to do that for yourself. And sevens, ways you can let the two influence you are intimacy. Deep, intimate connection that requires vulnerability on your part, that requires a listening ear on your part, and engages you in your heart center, not just your head center. And then they can also influence you in the give and take of relationships. You're very good at kind of choosing when you show up for people, showing up for people a lot, but kind of feeling like I get to choose. And that's really great. Okay. That's great. And sometimes you just show up. Even if you're tired, even if it doesn't fit quite into your plans, you just show up. Even if it's hard, even if it's exhausting. And twos are really good at that. And let them influence you in that way, because then the best of you can merge with the best of them and you guys can do something really cool together. Now, at the end of the day, two and seven can be a really fun pairing if you are both on your growth journey. However, average twos and sevens may find it hard to move to that next phase if they don't learn to communicate, and for the seven to feel their feelings, and for the two to communicate their needs and boundaries. So if you get through that phase, if you get to that point of commitment and you are both growing and healing, it can be a really fun, warm, hospitable pairing. So very cool. And that is what I have, y'all, for two and seven. Next week we'll do two and eight. And I hope that this was helpful. As always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you. I'll see you Tuesday for the next one. Bye.